Hey there, it's Letitia again. Do you have a friend or relative that every time you talk to them, you feel like you've hung up shingles to your new office and they've walked in, laid on the couch, and their therapy session has now begun? If not, are you that friend or relative? They say that it's always good to have someone to talk to. I get that. What I'm not hearing enough of is that the best advice you're ever going to be able to get and trust is the advice that you get from yourself. Call it your gut, instinct, intuition, whatever. Just listen to it sometimes. You may be surprised by what you hear. How many of us have stopped short of finding that right whatever because there was a small barrier that came between that thing and us? Case in point, last month while traveling, I got to the Los Angeles airport 2 hours early and was not looking forward to having an additional 2-hour layover when I changed planes. I noticed that there was an earlier flight, but I'd have to fly standby and give up my window seat. As I sat there trying to decide, do I stay here or wait or go forward and wait, something inside me said, go for it. So I did. I flew standby and ended up getting a seat sandwiched between the two most beautiful men on this planet Earth. That's a whole nother article. The only thing worse than leaving my middle seat was the thought that I still had another 2-hour layover waiting for me. As soon as I got off the plane, I learned that there was another connecting flight leaving in 15 minutes. For a split second, I was tempted not to try. I thought that there was nothing in me that felt like pulling an OJ and running through the airport. All jokes and interracial comparisons are completely coincidental. Again, that little voice said, do it. So I get on the train and power walk through another terminal. As I got to the gate, the attendant was closing the door, and I quickly said, is there any more seats available? After checking my ticket, he looked at me, smiled, and said, sit in any open seat. All that to say this. Sometimes you have to be willing to go through a little discomfort to get rewards that even you didn't know were possible. What have you or would you do to get the attention of someone that you thought could be the one? Where do you draw the line? I'd also like to know if you've ever followed your gut and got a surprising reward at the end. See, I think about my single friends and notice the difference between the ones that really want to find someone and the ones that are enjoying every day of their single lives to the fullest. The ones that have the most fun, go with the flow, their expectations are to have a great time. If they meet someone and it turns into something else, that's all the better, but not the end goal. The end goal is to enjoy the sure thing themselves. The other friends, well, they continue to set themselves up for disappointment. Prime example, a very good friend has finally given in to the online dating thing. She's met a guy that lives here locally, and they've been talking over a month or so. They've decided to get together for coffee. After I did the Letitia background check, it's a skill, and I provide this service for my friends. Now, she's been telling me about him since they swapped the first email. But why is it now, days before they're to meet, that she's concerned by the fact that he's only 5'10"? She's always known that. Why now? Is it fear? Is she setting the stage for disappointment prior to holding auditions for the cast? Let me say now, my friend is only 5'1" herself. However, as she points out, she's used to dating guys over 6 feet tall. Me being me, had to point out that that really hasn't worked out very well for her in the past. My point, and then I'm done. We all have this idea of what perfect is like for us. The perfect home, car, career, and mate. It always seems easier to spot a good thing when someone else is living in it, driving it, or married to them, right? What we aren't spotting is the opportunities that we've had in our lifetime to have the same things. But because it didn't come wrapped in a pretty box with a pretty ribbon, we passed. I would never tell myself or anyone else to settle. What I would say is to be open to the possibility of something you never thought would turn you on. Huh. This is Letitia. What does true love look like? And are you limiting yourself by answering that question?